Unit 3. Health and Medicine. Reading 1. Xenotransplantation. Organ transplants have saved millions of lives around the world. Over the years, transplants have become much more sophisticated and now have a very high success rate. The problem is that it is difficult to find organs. People can be on waiting lists for years before receiving their much-needed organ, and many die while waiting. The problem is getting worse, as the demand is increasing while supply is decreasing. The reason for this trend is that the population is getting bigger while accidental deaths are decreasing. Most organ donors are victims of car crashes. They were healthy people with healthy organs who were unfortunately killed. As safety standards improve and as law enforcement more effectively deters dangerous driving, fewer people are dying in car crashes. This is, of course, a positive development, except that it decreases the number of healthy organs available to those who need them. So the medical community is now looking to the animal kingdom for organs that can be used in humans. No doctor to date has successfully performed an animal-to-human organ transplant, known as xenotransplantation. The first major concern is the possibility that the human's immune system will reject the organ. The human immune system is programmed to reject and attack foreign bodies in order to keep the body healthy. Rejection was a problem in the early days of human-to-human organ transplants as well. But over the years, anti-rejection medicines have been developed with tremendous success. These drugs probably will not work by themselves when the organ of a different species is introduced, so further measures need to be taken. Genetic modification of the organ seems to be one way to reduce the risk of organ rejection. For example, pigs, which are the ideal candidate for xenotransplantation, have a gene called alpha-gal, which can be modified to trick the human immune system into recognizing it as human. The procedure has shown success in pig-to-monkey transplants, which makes it promising for humans. After having altered the gene, scientists could then clone the pigs with the altered gene and eventually breed them conventionally. Pigs breed quickly and have large litters, so a large supply of organs ready for transplants could be produced this way. A second concern is the possibility that the donor organ could contain viruses that would infect the human body. Anti-rejection drugs, which would have to be used post-operation to ensure that the body continues to accept the new organ, suppress the immune system. This makes the person more susceptible to infection. Pig's DNA contains a virus that is harmless to pigs, but could prove fatal to humans. Fortunately, scientists have identified a type of pig that does not carry this virus as part of its DNA. Scientists are also working on ways to prevent the virus from replicating by identifying the receptors that allow the virus to enter a cell. Another animal that seems likely to be a candidate for xenotransplantation is the baboon, because it is genetically very similar to humans. This decreases the likelihood of rejection. In fact, baboon-to-human transplants have been attempted, without success. The patients died of virus infections, however, and not because the body rejected the foreign tissue. The main problem with baboon organs is that they carry many viruses. Furthermore, unlike pigs, baboons reproduce slowly, like humans. They do not have large litters, so it would be difficult to breed the numbers of baboons that would be necessary to meet the demand for organ transplants. Another advantage of using pigs is that they do not pose the moral dilemma that baboons do. Of course, some animal activists will argue that it is always wrong to kill an animal for the benefit of humans, but given that pigs are already raised for slaughter, the idea of using them to save human lives will not present a new ethical issue.